476-3692. Give the show a call. It's BS in the Morning.
It's been a long time since we've had a wheel in action, hot in the room.
I'm excited and I'm nervous for you, Brittany. I'm excited and nervous for you.
Why didn't I call in sick today?
Mm-hmm. Well, we would have spun it without you. Don't you want to see what it is?
Not really.
You're gonna have to find out. Oh, I love hitting this button.
Justice will be served. Brittany, it's now time for you to spin the wheel of punishment.
Brittany, you're over by the wheel. Put the mic close to the wheel so we can hear it spinning over there. Brittany's ready for her wheel of punishment spin. Brittany, it's got to go around once, at least once completely, and no tampering with the wheel. Lost Boy, make sure she doesn't mess with it over there. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Brittany.
Not even looking.
Gone around once. It ends with human toaster.
No way! Human toaster! That's the one I wanted! Yeah!
It's a little picture of my toaster. This is the best.
What do I have to do again?
Oh my god, this is so great. So, what happens here is our cleaning guy, Steven, who's a bisexual virgin, has to come over, put a piece of bread in his butt cheeks.
Where he puts pegs.
Yes, and let it sit there and ferment until it's done. And, you know, obviously makes toast. Then he pulls it out, and then you have breakfast.
Well, at least I'm eating food out
of it. Yeah! This is the best thing ever. This is going to be the best one.
This should be one of the better ones.
I can't believe it. That's the one I said I wanted.
I know, I can't believe
it.
I'm
so excited.
All I can think about
is... You're awful quiet. Yeah, Brittany, what's going on in your head?
Fact that I had avocado toast for lunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to have Nutella on it.
I feel like I violate Steven. I have put his underwear on my head. I have—I believe I've licked him at some point. I've eaten his skin tags. And now I'm going to eat a substance from the crack of his ass.
You ate a quarter of one, or maybe a little bit more or less than. You didn't eat a full skin tag. But I'll tell you what. Steven, the cleaning guy, he said he was going to be game. I'm glad he's game.
And don't. None of this, these shenanigans, telling him not to bathe and making him do all this gross stuff.
Oh, excuse me. You're don't not wipe when you poop. Excuse me. You're not allowed to set rules for this.
I'm telling you right now. You can't.
We are figuring this whole thing out.
We got rules.
We're going to figure out how long the bread's going to stay in the crack.
Yeah.
What type of bread.
How long does fermentation take?
Exactly. We're going to talk about how long does it take for body heat to warm it up.
Right.
So maybe we'll start with a frozen piece of bread so it's nice and stiff. And it's raining in between the cracks.
I see. And then it absorbs everything.
Absorbs it. And then
as it thaws.
As it heats up,
I see.
Then we know it's been fully cooked.
Yeah, it's like marinated.
Via body heat.
Don't be giving him beans or something, too, so he keeps farting.
Excuse me. You're not allowed to dictate what's going on.
guess who's getting a burrito supreme for breakfast that day.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it! We know he'll eat it.
Oh, we're feeding him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is
great. I'm in awe of how great this is.
Human toaster. Human toaster. There you have it. That's going to be Brittany's punishment. We're going to find out all these details. 876-3692 if you want to weigh in on it.
Video is going to be up on at BS in the Morning on Instagram.
Any rules? You want to start off with rules?
Yeah, I just set some.
Man. No, you don't get to set the rules. We're looking for the fifth man rules on how to correctly punish you. So you stop messing up.
Can he at least use a flushable, moist wipe?
Excuse me. No, you're not.
Yeah, that's the bread.
I hate everything. All because I had a bad month of I Heard That. It wasn't even that bad.
No. First of all, you've had a bad 2018 of I Heard That. We've established it.
You know what? I'm having an off year. You can't always win.
Mm-hmm. This is perfect. I'm looking forward to Human Toaster via Steven the Cleaning Guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. And you know what? He's even said he's never shaved his pubes before.
I know.
Even when we asked him to trim it up, he like shaved off just a couple hair. You know, I thought he was going to go full. No. There's going to be so much hair on this.
Oh, yeah.
Bread. We should get bread that really kind of grabs. A lot of nooks and crannies. You know what I mean? A lot of rye bread or sourdough. Or could we go a muffin? Could we go English muffin?
English muffin.
That's a pastry,
bread. You got nooks and crannies.
I think it needs to be bread. We did say bread.
Should we butter it?
And it also has to fit in the crack of his butt.
No, I don't think the butter, because it's going to butter itself. I think that we should let it absorb. Because the butter will, like, you know,
slide. It's going to butter itself.
It's going to butter itself is the grossest statement on this show today, dude.
That's the nastiest thing ever. Tony, hello.
Yeah, I think he needs to wear, you know, one of them weight loss suits, you know, the plastic or rubber suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of marination.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I get
there
it.
There you go.
It's like a crock pot.
Right.
It's a crotch pot.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a crotch pot.
All right.
I just stole Spark's joke right in front of him.
All right, thanks, Tony. That's a good idea. We got to have him sweat a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Maybe we get in, maybe bring in an exercise bike in here.
Yeah,
so he's just sitting here.
But we don't
like,
want it to break up.
Vroom, 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 vroom. You hear like the Nording Track fans on the front. Don't you have an exercise bike there, Greg?
Actually, I do.
That's what I'm saying. We get it in here. He's on an exercise bike.
Yeah.
We can put him in a studio next door, turn the heat up.
Oh,
put him
perfect.
On the exercise bike. Yeah.
He's not going to be able to sit on a bike seat with a piece of bread in his
ass. Excuse me. It's Steven. Yes, he will be able to.
It's going to hurt him.
Oh, yeah. It's going to hurt him. Right.
It hurts me, and bread. I don't have a penis.
Bread's going to hurt Steven. Right. Compared to the other things he's had in his butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Didn't consider that. Oh, my gosh. His butt's got a lot of traffic, dude.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is looking, everything's looking up here. Phone lines are ablaze. 876-3692. Let's keep this whole thing going here.
Yeah, Art, we can just end it.
I know we got Bert Kreischer coming up here in a minute, too. But
please welcome the adorable Colin.
I'm sure he would want to know about this as well. Yes. Colin, hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are we doing this fine, fine morning?
Are you kidding me?
Ask
we're doing
the guys.
Great.
That's what I thought. How about this? How about she can't drink anything to wash it down until she fully has eaten it?
I thought we were friends, Colin.
Now that
we
makes
are.
Sense.
I love you, but
I
you
like
guys
it.
Know how
it. You know, the thing
feel about the wheel.
No, and the thing is, it actually will help her because you know how Kobayashi like dunks the hot dog buns in the water or whatever first.
Yeah,
this will be like the same thing.
Yeah,
it'll go down easy.
Wait.
Right.
You're not allowed to drink something until she's done eating it.
No, I'm saying the sweat in the bread will be like when he dunks it in
like
the water.
It's like it's dunked in the water already?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? It's
You're
already
such
go down.
A nice He's, friend,
yes,
Greg.
I'm trying to
That's
help.
Really great. That's really nice. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate
the call.
I will
be over to your house to spray this weekend.
Right? Okay.
Okay, no one cares. Right, goodbye, Colin.
Get out of here. What are you doing?
Joshie!
Hey!
Joshie!
Make your plans on someone else's stuff. Josh.
Yes.
What do you got?
I thought if she gags even once, she has to eat another piece.
Oh!
What the hell?
That's a good
great
one.
Rule.
You
That's
know
a
I have an
rule.
Over-exaggerated gag complex.
That's a great rule.
She gags once, more bread.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's a good rule.
Can I?
Not you, Travis! You by yourself! You know what? F*** you! I don't need a reason.
Hey, Travis.
All right, so Steven can't shower for at least 2 days.
Oh.
Perfect rule.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
No
Don't you
shower.
Want the essence of Steven?
That's all I got.
I love it. Thank you very much. Appreciate
well,
it.
I'll screw you, too. You guys know the international sign for choking, right? Just want to make sure somebody knows the Heimlich. So I'm probably just going to just swallow.
Yeah, I know. All right, so here's the so far. We have no shower for 2 days for Steven. No water until the bread is gone. And then no choking or you get another piece. So
These all seem like solid rules to me.
How are you allowed to make this so much worse than it already is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We aren't
about.
Doing anything. The fifth man's calling, making the rules. Yeah. We do have this every time.
You're the one who says the fifth man's the smartest.
Yeah, they're smartest, yeah, right?
They know by the way, I don't like this mic.
Yeah, so we're just following.
Yeah, I'd like to retract the statement where I said the fifth man's always right.
Hey, Mike.
And knows best.
What do you got, buddy?
I think you should load him up with broccoli the night before.
Ooh.
And then smash a big old piece of Texas toast right in between them cheeks.
Ooh, Texas toast.
Texas
We're talking
toast
about type of bread.
That's my favorite.
Texas toast.
Texas toast. Okay, right. Thank you.
Steven, it's, broccoli.
It's very thick.
Yeah.
It holds a lot.
Texas toast. Let me get these rules
on. Now I want Raising Cane's.
It's got to be like really porous. It's got to be porous bread. That way it
Absorbs
all the scent, the smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want all of it.
Yeah. So Texas toast is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that whole thing.
My summer harvest soup, Matt.
Summer soups.
Hey, so logistically, who's going to place this piece of bread? Who's going to be the spreader to make sure it fits correctly?
Well, I think what we'll have to do is we'll have Steven get like half underwear, like pull it down, half cheek, so we can see the bread in the cheeks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we need two people.
Do work to make sure it fits. Get them cheeks far enough apart.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. I think we need one person to spread the cheeks, another person to insert it, and then let the cheeks go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you got to get the whole piece in there.
It looks like you and Lost Boy have a hell of a task. It is.
Just spin the wheel for that.
I'm going to mentally check myself out of this whole conversation, if that's cool with you guys.
All right. Thanks, Summer Soups. Me too.
This is just getting so much worse.
Here we go. 876-3692. If you have a rule, a stipulation, an amendment you would like to make to this human toaster, the wheel of punishment, Brittany's going to have to eat a piece of bread that was between Steven's butt cheeks.
You know how toasters have different settings? We should put little different settings on Steven.
That's a good idea.
Let us know. 876-3692. And we'd be happy to pick your brain about this whole thing.
Yes, in the morning. You'll love it. Your mom did.
Looking for rules for Brittany's punishment here. She landed on human toaster. Steven, the cleaning guy, has to put a piece of bread between his butt cheeks. Brittany's going to have to eat that bread after it heats up a little bit. So we need, how do we heat it up? What kind of bread? What kind of rules do we have for this punishment? We need some details here, and we're asking you, the fifth man, to come up with them, all right? 876-3692. Let's start with you. BK, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
She ain't allowed to use her hands. She's got to eat straight from the trough, right from the crack.
No. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
That might be the best rule yet.
Oh, my.
I am not putting my nose in Steven's butt crack.
Yeah, you kind of are. You lost.
Okay.
Straight from the trough is the worst.
No, guys, my ass would swallow a piece of bread, and Steven's ass is bigger than mine. There is no physical way that I could get in there without having...
You're right. So maybe it's a breadstick. Maybe it's a breadstick so she could fish it out. You know,
oh
she could pull
okay.
it. Because if it's a breadstick, it's like a flagpole sticking out.
Just do a baguette.
Sticking out
of the top. Just do a whole freaking baguette.
Okay, let's do a baguette. That's even better. That's a bigger...
Oh, like a French roll?
Yes. That just sticks out of the top. Yeah. So, you know.
No hands. Great rule.
Hey,
no
what
hands.
Was your name again?
BK.
Great rule, buddy.
Yeah. I hope you get constipated tonight.
Okay. Interesting.
I already am, baby.
All right. Thanks, BK. Appreciate it.
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. What do you got, buddy?
All right. She's got to chew each bite like 5 times before she swallows.
Oh, that's a great rule. You got to count
it. That's perfect.
You
just saved us from a trickery.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for Brittany, okay? Because let me just tell you this, okay? A little precursor.
Well, first of all, she cheats on everything.
Cheats on everything. Mm-hmm. Everything ever.
And one.
There's going to be tears. There's going to be... You must fight the urge to feel any more remorse, any kind of guilt. Fight it because it's fake.
Yes.
Don't buy into it. I don't want to hear it.
No,
you're
I cried
girl
one.
Who, you're the girl who cried wolf
I cried
so many times on this.
It was once. It's because you put me in a coffin with something I'm legitimately afraid of.
Nope.
Spiders.
I'm emotionally dead. You killed me on the inside. I'm emotionally dead. Yeah. You're eating bread from Steven's ass.
Yeah.
Tough.
Girl that cried wolf.
Exactly. That's it. Do not feel any bit of sadness for this woman over here. I'm telling you, she's manipulative. She's tricky. She will toy with your emotions and make
you
feel
like
bad.
My ex-boyfriend.
I'm telling you. Well, he's a smart man.
Yeah,
I can tell you that
that's
much.
That's why he's your ex. Hey, you want to go through the things here? The
recap?
Recap?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Because okay. So far we got no showering for 2 days for Steven. No water until the bread is gone for Brittany.
Perfect.
No choking or another piece goes in.
Ooh.
And Steven with the broccoli. Well, we can think of things he can eat. I mean, that's whatever. No hands. So he has to put her face right up in there and get it.
No hands is good.
And then choose five times per swallow.
At least.
At least.
That's really, really great. I love every second of
it. Oh, sorry. Outside thought.
Joe. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, man.
I say that Brittany's got to be the one to load the toaster.
Oh, why would we have to do it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, she should be the one having to do it.
Let her put the bread betwixt the cheeks.
That's right.
I think it should be whatever Steven the cleaning guy feels comfortable with.
Brittany the baker.
We've got our little chef's hat and an apron. I love it, Joe. Thanks,
dude. And a bib.
Oh, definitely.
I have an apron with a penis on it.
Okay. I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling?
Of course you do.
It's the Statue of David from Italy.
Hey, right wing.
I think we should have a rule. No bitching out on Brittany. No crying, no emotions, no trickery, no nothing. If she does all that, she has to spin the wheel one more time.
Ooh, I like it. A little insurance policy on this.
That way there's no getting out, because in the past, she's cried. She's white girl spoiled privilege.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
And if she does it, Will.
All right, I put down here, no emotional privilege.
Perfect. No emotional privilege.
Right. No emotional privilege.
I love
right,
it.
Thank you, right wing.
God, that's good. That is so good.
I am trying to be less of a spoiled brat in life.
Andrew.
Yes.
What do you got?
All right, so I got that we have a wheel that she's got to spin to see how long it stays in Steven's butt.
Okay, so it's a little up to fate kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah. Well,
with like a minimum of, you know, like 5 minutes.
Minimum of five minutes? Well, yeah, that's how long a normal piece of bread toasts, and that gets up to several hundred degrees, I would imagine.
Yeah,
well,
if you got like a frozen bagel, it takes maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Exactly. I think next week what we'll do is, I love it, Andrew. Thank you. Appreciate it. Next week what we'll do is we'll determine bread. We'll do some kind of some game of fate for the bread type.
Sure.
Because maybe it should be a bagel, and it's way in there. Maybe it'll be a baguette, and you luck out.
May I make one small request?
And then we'll do another game for how long it's in Steven's butt.
No, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've had several suggestions of the type of bread so far anyway, so we just put those on there.
Correct. Yep, perfect. What's up, Brittany? What's your request?
Can I at least listen to Metallica's Bread Fan while this is happening?
I have something for you here.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. All right.
First of all, Justin, great shot. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you got?
Been better.
So toast is no good without some butter or some jam, so I'm thinking maybe you got to melt some butter or spread some jam in the crack there.
That's what I was thinking. No, Greg said it's going to get...
Yeah, see, it's going to butter itself. And I don't want anything to let it slide off, any aromas, any wetness. I want it to be directly on the bread.
But what if we did this? What if we took bread and we dripped it on top of the butt cheek? And then to let it melt
you
down
mean
in there.
Melt butter.
I mean, butter, I'm sorry. We put butter on top of the butt cheek and it lets it melt down into
afraid,
this
I'm, toast. I'm afraid it's going to tsunami some of the stink away and take it away.
I think it'll just as a topping to make things taste better. So
yeah, I mean, you don't want to make it taste better.
No, but I kind of want. I want there to be a little bit of lubrication, right?
There's
Justin,
gonna be, are you kidding?
I vote butter.
There's going to be lubrication.
All right.
We'll kick it around.
The guys going to have a moist, unshowered rump.
Albino, real quick, what do you got?
Hey, man, piggybacking on the breads, for maximum soakage, we either put butter or jelly. That way it sticks and everything absorbs.
All right, so he's saying the same
welcome to the conversation.
Did you not just listen to the last phone call?
Well, I've been on a hold for like 8 minutes, so I've had this idea.
Oh.
Oh, well, hey.
Well, thanks for your idea.
New idea.
Love you, Albino.
All right.
There you go. We'll kick around the butter thing.
I feel it's the opposite, but that's up to you.
I don't know. Let's let it marinate.
All right.
We don't have to deal with this until next week.
We can do a test run.
And nobody cares what I think or feel, so I'm not going to contribute.
A test run.
Let's do a test run.
Hey, look, we got Bert Kreischer coming up here at 8 o'clock. Make sure you listen for that right now. Breaking Benjamin. This is Torn in Two. It's come.
Like Steven. Okay.